Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, April 27th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me a special exclusive co-host filling in for Mr. Wilhelm Felderhoff, none other than a fellow RBN host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, today. Stephen, welcome. Thanks for joining.
Hello, Richard. Thanks very much for having me. Hello, RBN, the listeners. Hope everybody's okay today. Kind of wet down southeast where I am.
I always love the rainy weather myself, so I envy you. We've been getting predictions for rain last week more than we've actually had some here. So far, it's been a rather dry spring in my part of Florida here.
Wow, that is unusual, isn't it? You know, I remember they had some bad fires there many years ago when it got really dry, but that seems like unusual weather for Florida. And then everybody's talking about the weather being manipulated. I don't know. I know that a friend was going by where the hurricane hit last fall over the next few days down, I think, to the south of you was where the hurricane came in so bad last fall, I believe.
Right. Yeah. It went up on a diagonal northeast, but it was maybe just slightly to the east of me where it passed diagonally. And so, yeah, we didn't get affected over here. But, yeah, a bit of central Florida, kind of headed toward the Orlando Disney area there. So, yeah, wow. It was more damage really in just the coast down lower from me, quite a bit lower. And then a little bit in the Midland, I suppose. But if it breaks up a lot, I know it's not as strong once it gets Midland, once it gets to the, away from the coast. But, I don't know, what did I want to start out with? I mean, I don't know, you have looked at a lot of the same articles that I was sharing with you earlier, but, I know what else I and the point you mentioned about manipulation, though, I mean, a few weeks ago, I came across a story that was mentioning another admission, from the government, saying that, yeah, they're manipulating the weather to help affect this or to help affect that. And I forget what part of the Midwest, what state it was referring to, what area. But I mean, every so often you get these admissions that they have some control over the weather. They never admit to as much as we hear speculations about and how it could be weaponized against populations like, such as more conservative, traditional, like white areas of the country.
Well, yeah, who knows? They do admit as far back as Vietnam that they were influencing it for military purposes. There are reports that I've seen from them, and patents have existed a long time. But more recently, I don't know, the most recent thing I saw was Brennan, actually. I think it was Brennan out bragging about the stratospheric aerosol injections is the euphemism they use, but how they're spraying us just like bugs. You can see the tic-tac-toe in the sky sometimes, and it just floats down. And that didn't used to be there. Now, I'm sorry, but that's not a contrail. And now they finally admitted it. They told people who pointed that out for years that, oh, you're crazy. That's just a contrail. But contrails dissipate. They fade out and don't become clouds that linger and go all the way down to the ground. They're spraying that intentionally or mixing it in with the fuels. I have heard they're doing that as well, mixing it in with jet fuel just on regular planes, these barium additives. And you can trace that in the soil, how these elements like aluminum and barium and other things have gone up after they spray. It's just it's infuriating to see us being sprayed like bugs, Richard, honestly. I see that sometimes when I'm out driving and just, I don't know, it's upsetting. And I don't know what you're going to do about that. How could you affect that? I mean, I don't remind of that song, If I Had a Rocket Launcher, that old Bruce Cockburn song. But, you know, I got no rocket launcher and I can't shoot them down. So what am I going to do? Just tell you guys about it and gripe, I guess, and grow and even growing your own food. I was thinking of that the other day, that even with my own garden here, they're spraying that stuff. It's some of it's filtering down. So, yeah, it's just terrible that they would treat us that way, like we're cockroaches or something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start here. We had a lot of articles that you taught, but you know, here we are, and that's really what's happening. I mean, that's the regard that we have.
I mean, they're so thorough and extreme. They want to stop you from growing any of your own food, collecting rainwater. It really is insane, though. I know it's good to address these things every so often, for sure. You know, and I enjoy Stephen, by the way, when someone does have to fill in, so I can have you on, just like old times. I mean, we tried to adjust to expand, you know, the ranks, so to speak. I mean, you know, you started your own show on Saturdays. I brought David Scorpio on my Wednesday broadcast in your place, but I miss our Wednesdays together, of course. And of course, for people, well, I hope everyone by now has been tuning in to your show, Thought Crime Live, at 10 a.m. Central every Saturday.
Well, at least the thought criminals have been. Maybe not the normies, but the thought criminals, they'll tune in. Yeah, and that, I enjoy doing that. It's not been a year yet. I started last July doing that.
Wow,
and it's been great.
No, but almost on that year anniversary already, though. Very nice.
Close. It's getting close. Yeah, it was after the second show that I first went up to the Dixie Republic, too, and that's been a lot of fun since then, too. I've been visiting that establishment quite often, and they have different events there. There was a book release on April 1st. The book was An Honorable Cause, The Honorable Cause of Free South. And that's a really good book, too. And it's just a good place where I can find intelligent conversation, usually locally here. It's hard to find people, quote, well, I guess, of like mind or red-pilled, or I don't know how you want to put it, awake, you know, somebody that knows what's going on. There's so much left lingering. I mean, I see people in masks sometimes, and I think, why? Why? Okay, you addressed this the other day, how the carbon dioxide goes up and everything. And really quick, I heard you talking about this, and I saw this family. There was this black man, black woman, two black kids. They all had masks on in the Walmart. And I mean, you know, I walked by. They polite to me, but I wanted to say, look, man, why? Why are you doing that to yourself? But I don't know. I didn't say it. I mean, I'm not going to do that. That's just at the moment. But I thought that's just not cool, you know, for people to be that cowed down. It's like traumatic mind control, kind of traumatic conditioning that they're putting the whole population through, and it still lingers with some people. I see it while I'm out and about here, and I don't know. That on the other hand, that's not a good sign. I don't know. It's not as much of it, and I don't think it would have come back like it did. I don't think they would be able to PR, you know, get enough public relations to have another pandemic. If anything, it would have to be, people would really have to be dying for him to go fall for it again, I think.
Oh, well, I mean, I just got some spam email this morning. COVID-19 tests. Hey, Richard Carey, claim your free COVID-19 test. I hear demand for the shots, the mRNA COVID shots, has been plummeting severely at this point. And so they're desperate to keep this around. I mean, earlier this week I heard of a new variant name. It sounds like some sort of a fantasy film superhero's name, you know.
Arcturus.
Yeah. So they're desperate. That's obviously a sign of desperation. They need to market it better.
I believe that is part of the constellation that was in this, I've heard this story about the constellation that they named this COVID from. It's kind of how they came across the snake venom theory and all that, but it's probably part of a star in this constellation that was the other variants were named from. I don't know that to be a fact, but that rings that bell in my mind. Go ahead.
And I don't like to reduce it to just, you know, claiming it's all about the money. To a good extent, the lockdowns, of course, with the bailout money, triggered the largest transfer of wealth in recorded history, from what we heard. And it was, of course, to those who already were the wealthiest prior, but maybe they weren't so wealthy if you really scrutinized the books by that point, you know, because their pyramid scheme, fiat a system of blind faith that, you know, it's a cycle, and every so often it plummets, you know, and they needed that then. And, it's easy cover. You don't have to acknowledge anything as anywhere close to banker bailouts, right? But
or bail-ins is what they call them now. They're going to bail you in and take what you have. That they did that. What did they do at Turkey and Greece with the euro crisis over right after the last recession that was going on, I believe, like 29 and 10, maybe. I forgot the exact date. Yeah.
It was to some extent. The timing, especially, and the need for it then was influenced by money. It was certainly a component, a factor. But there are other precedents that had been set to tamper with our genes, transhumanism, as was it David Scorpio pointing out? I agree with there being quite a few motives, I'm sure, you know, all in all for, you know, the shots, the pandemics. Now this pandemic treaty, people are talking about it's the most dangerous treaty ever, you know, this international pandemic treaty. They keep pushing, you know, I didn't really get the most recent update on its status in various countries. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could, of the spectrum of all countries. But yeah, they're trying to keep it under wraps more than talk about it. But, I mean, the one I shared with you about the financial status today, all the money is gone, Chris Black titled it. How do you, quote unquote, lose $100 billion in deposits, exactly, he says. And there's a tweet from disclose.tv. Just in, First Republic Bank share price plunges over 50% as it lost more than $100 billion in customer deposits. And then Chris Black goes on to state, this is fractional reserve banking for you, babe. A government-approved scam, i.e. conjuring funny money from thin air. Now go pay your taxes and bite the bullet. And you had some comments, Stephen.
Well, yeah, the fractional reserve banking, that goes all the way back to the very first bank, central bank, Robert Morris founded. Mike Gaddy was telling us about all this in the history class last this Tuesday, day before yesterday. And they even then they went to the point of where they would have their compatriots say, don't go to the bank and ask for specie or for gold, because there's not enough to back it up. You know, make sure you get yours in paper for now. And the thing has gone from that to what we have today. And you don't lose $100 billion either. I mean, somebody took it out of theirs and put it somewhere else. You know, but when you have $100 billion in like deposits, then you can generate 10 times or 100 times that much in loans and loan it out. I remember seeing how that worked the first time when I guess it was the Zeitgeist movie back that it kind of started explaining all of that. And it's like, wow, what a con, you know? It just, if people come to the bank and want their money back and they don't have it, they just don't. And so that's why the FDIC was created back when they ran the banks 100 years ago, when they put us under this thing in 1933, you know, that it's very similar circumstances with this monetary thing, with the money starting to fall bank to bank to bank, and like dominoes going over. And they already have it planned for July that the Fed coin, whatever that is, you know, their digital currency, Fed central bank digital currency owned by the Federal Reserve, is going to have a debut and just a trial run, I guess, or a test. But I don't know. They probably wouldn't pull the plug until they'd had that trial run, I would think. But you know, July's when they have it. And all these things, I was seeing an article that said that the dominoes would all fall in 3 months. So it just seems like interesting timing with that. I don't know how that works from bank to bank. But this one that you mentioned that lost $100 billion, I think was it 18th on the list, the 18th largest bank? I believe that's the one. I'd have to let me check. But, they said that the money went somewhere else. You know, either got gold or they deposited it somewhere else. So money they don't just lose it. I mean, that's like the Pentagon. They're the only ones that can lose that much money. They lost the $2 trillion right before 9/11, I believe, but I recall. Let's see if I can find the, let me find the, how big that bank. Let's see the, And maybe it doesn't say how big it is in this article, but I think that it was the 18th on the list. It was one of pretty, that's pretty big. I mean, you know, the 18th largest bank in the country. What else is Wells Fargo, Bank of America? I mean, when will it get to them? That's what the rub will be, I guess.
And on the censorship issue, because, you know, you can't have all that economic fraud without censoring the facts about it, right? We had another one from Chris Black out there talking about, well, this one was focused on some recent tweets from Jonathan Greenblatt and the ADL. He says, who controls the U.S.? Here's the truth from the horse's mouth. The most powerful single institution in the United States, and thus the world, is a foreign influence operation controlled by the State of Israel. He says, this is not my opinion. President Greenblatt of the ADL says it himself. And we have a Jonathan Greenblatt official Twitter account tweet. Since Israel's founding in 1948, ADL has been committed to the security and well-being of the Jewish state. As proud Zionists, we are excited to celebrate Israel's 75th birthday and the incredible spirit of Am Yisrael, Yam Hudlit Samit. Chris Black goes on to state, do I need to remind you who is in control of public discourse in America? And if you control public discourse, i.e. mass media, you control elections in a democracy. The FBI and ADL are two sides of the same coin, i.e. the legal and cultural apparatus for protecting a foreign power. And he has an image he closes with from an ADL tweet. We're pleased to announce, it says, that we'll probably take calls in a little bit. I guess maybe at the bottom of the hour, Mike, but if the callers can hold around there. But this image he closed with here. We're pleased to announce that Rusty Rosenthal has joined the ADL team now as our new Vice President of Security and Law Enforcement. After serving for more than 25 years in the FBI, including 11 years in Israel, we're lucky to have him as we fight hate for good. Hashtag fight hate for good. ADL.org resources. And they had a little post there with a link, press release from the ADL. ADL appoints Rusty Rosenthal to lead national security and law enforcement programs. Fresh out of the FBI, Stephen.
The Federal Bureau of Instigation. Did you see that Kevin McDonald is kicked off Twitter too? Speaking of Twitter, I mean, how is it free speech if they have this going on? You know,
I did report on that yesterday. Briefly.
That tells me where Twitter's at. But yeah, okay, this Restrict Act too. This thing, it's like I was thinking of. You triggered another Gaddy memory in me talking about the Stamp Act and the way it controlled everything back then. Well, that's what they're doing again. I mean, they want to control everything that you do or feel or say, every transaction. They have a right now, or a means, I guess. Or maybe they're just revealing the fact that they have a means into all of your communications. And you know how it says Intel Inside, that's more like Israel Inside to this point with Greenblatt, or Pegasus Inside. These back doors have always been here in our technology. And, you know, it's just kind of like they're just taking the mask off. Yeah, well, you know, we this is what we do, and this is how it's going to be now. They assume that it's a done deal, I think, because the technology's already in place for their crime.
Right. Oh, there's the music there. Okay, well, we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my host, co-hosting co-pilot seat today, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And, well, Stephen, if we were to shift slightly to the green agenda, I've heard a few of these, peer-reviewed, I suppose you could call them, assessments. You know, a lot of scientists, of course, don't buy the BS. And here's another one. Martin Armstrong had posted it. It was at Investment Watch blog. 1,540 experts agree there is no climate change. The Global Climate Intelligence Group is an independent foundation founded in 2019 only by a professor of geophysics, Gus Berkhout, and the science journalist Marcel Crook. The climate view of clientele can be easily summarized as there is no climate emergency. So yeah, 1,540 experts respected in their fields have joined this organization to spread the message. There's no scientific data to indicate that climate change is, change is anything other than political propaganda. I think they mistyped there. But it goes on, climate science currently starts with a preconceived notion that leads to biased, untrustworthy studies, which are often funded by those with special interests. Climate experts have convinced the world that CO2 is a pollutant where it is essential to all life. They've also lied to us and claimed that natural disasters are somehow created by man, where there is zero supporting evidence. Climate has varied on a cyclical basis, with the most recent Little Ice Age ending in 1850. We are experiencing nature's cyclical pattern of warming, and there is no case for alarm. But we must question why governments across the world are fighting tooth and nail to eliminate fossil fuels in our way of life as we know it. Why are we following the WEF 2030 agenda to save a planet that does not need saving? Why are we allowing our elected officials, for that matter, to spend endless funds on an imaginary cause? Everything has a cycle, including weather, so while the climate may be changing, there's absolutely nothing humans can do to alter the course of nature. And those stating otherwise are flat out lying. And yet, I mean, this dovetailing story, of course, Biden's energy secretary, Stephen, wants all U.S. military vehicles to be electric by 2030. And I've been talking about this for a while. Yeah, the military are never going to change. Well, supposedly they will. Of course, the elites will still have their Lear jets. Those are exempt, Stephen.
That's just ridiculous, too, to expect the military to have electric vehicles.
It's not going to happen.
That's ridiculous. You know, no, it's not. It's all a big show just to put the same agenda that the COVID served, transfer of wealth and power to the very few and more control over you and I. That's all it boils down to. This is ridiculous calling CO2 a pollutant. That is exactly what plants make plant out of. You know, they take the water and the CO2, and there you got plant. You know, that and photosynthesis, and ta-da, there we go. And the sunlight, and we get life, you know. But no, that's a pollutant to them. And the climate and changes periodically, like you said, there are cycles in history too where we've had these major disasters over that's in the fossil record too that comes again and again. I don't know. I've heard some people speculate that that's coming again and they know it and that's why they're doing all this now. But I don't think anybody could know that quick. I mean, you know, supposedly you can see that the magnetic field is weakening, so, you know, and moving. The poles are moving. The magnetic poles have moved more in my lifetime than they have probably in a few hundred years before that.
They're showing more and more of their cards too quickly if they want most people to be sold on this scam. I mean, Biden is now already trying to an extreme hardcore level, bring race into the equation of climate change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they've been doing that for a while, too, even here in close to me in Spartanburg, South Carolina, there's this environmental justice thing because, you know, you need environmental justice because of how the hood was affected, how blacks were affected. And, you know, there was a bunch of pollution was done willy-nilly, but they're just using it. That fact. In fact, they don't even have to play to that anymore. They've just, like you said, revealed their card that this is all about woke and diversity, inclusion and equity.
And on the topic of diversity, Democrats are now floating a bill to allow any illegal immigrants, who are claiming to be LGBTQ, to walk into the U.S. unrestricted. So yeah, Democrats in the House and Senate are floating this. Undocumented migrants effectively walk into the U.S. unrestricted if they declare they are LGBTQ+, prompting border officials to warn that suddenly everyone is going to be LGBTQ. Oh, you think?
Welcome to Babylon, everyone.
Absolutely. Oh, well put, Stephen. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we'll help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Hopefully we don't continue to witness the death of the West more and more here. Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Stephen, just to kind of continue the thought process with this Democrat bill about basically amnesty for any illegal who claims to be LGBTQ. Soros will be passing out pamphlets in no time in their native languages to instruct them of what to do when they come here, I'm sure. But no, some of this, these Tucker updates seem a bit interesting. Evidently, for one, Tucker reappeared in an 8 p.m. time slot already, but not with Fox, which, by the way, just suffered catastrophic ratings crash. And their Fox Nation or whatever subscription thing or whatever that is for streaming, I suppose, is plummeting majorly. So many people have been canceling already. But, we have, let's see, where was he broadcasting? You know, I didn't even get, I don't know if I have that clear on here. I mean, Okay, was he just streaming on his own? Is that it, Stephen? I don't know. Did you get that?
I haven't seen where he was streaming again. The only thing I saw was
Home Office. Home Office, I see, highlighted. Actually, reemerged from his home office to offer a stunning 8 p.m. monologue. So, yeah, okay, it was a stream, maybe via his – does he still have his Twitter? Looks like he does, yeah. That's where it was posted, on his Twitter, from his home studio at 8 p.m. But the other one about Tucker, I was mainly trying to get to. Tucker's saying the U.S. is becoming a one-party state and debates on demographic change are being suppressed. Now, okay, maybe he was more given a line. He had a read when he said, it's going to be a more and more non-white. We'll be officially in a minority anytime now, and I'm just fine with that. What if that isn't even what he really felt? I'm starting to wonder now. For him to now suddenly talk about debates on demographic change are being suppressed, you know, I have to wonder if he was playing along a little, with his contract and income on the line there recently, a little more than he felt comfortable near the end. So, I don't know. I mean, perhaps he was ignoring the anti-white clergy agenda because it was a requirement of being on Fox, but it's not how he really feels, Stephen.
I had not considered that, but that I'd like to know the answer to that, honestly. Tucker, are you listening to us, brother? How about a call? Let us know how you feel, because I don't know. I remember Tucker Carlson with the bow tie saying that it was blasphemy that anyone would question that the government had anything at all to do with 9/11 back many years ago when he was on CNN. And then he evolved and changed his mind and learned more. I mean, if you can do that, then you seem to be genuine. You know, I like for people to prove me wrong. That's how I learn more, is as we show where I'm wrong. And I'll say so if I see I've been proven. Maybe he's got that much integrity. I don't know. I also saw a picture of him with his little red Kabbalah bracelet on too. So, I don't know. That could have been photoshopped. I don't know, but I did see that in a recent picture of him, a little red string, you know, that they wear. I don't know if it's had anything to do with that or not. I just happened to see that, and I don't know. It could have been one of his kids tied it on him for all I know, and it's not really what it is, but I have heard that that is a symbol of that, and I've seen that. Other famous people who did say that's what it was.
The good investigative observation there, Stephen, to share with us. Noteworthy, as you say, regardless of what to make of it, for certain. Really quickly, I'll try to go through these other at least headlines before we get to callers quickly here. Ex-U.S. Army PSYOP expert is saying Fox News fired Carlson to maintain, quote, semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population, unquote. Now, I had to share that with you just for you to see that line, Stephen. What do you think of that?
That sounds like America today. Yeah, Idiocracy. That's a lot of that. Now, but, you know, not everybody is fooled by this. I think that the more that they pull back the mask, the more people stare them in the face and say, oh, God, I've got to do something about this. And then you don't know what to do. It's kind of like a deer in the headlights at first, but I don't know. Yeah, definitely they want to maintain that MAGA kind of hypnotized, give us some hopium kind of thing. They want to run a PSYOP. There has to be a way out, a hope, something that you could hope for to maintain the control. I don't know all the details about it, but that's part of how it works, you know, and there's a quote-unquote answer in all of those in the PSYOP, but it's all the time pushing the same agenda forward step by step. And I don't know. That does sound like Fox. Yeah, definitely is Fox. Maybe they milked that cow all they can. Murdoch was going to sell it or something. I had heard that, too, that was in the rumors. So, and the Twitter, definitely. I heard Dave Scorpio talk Wendy. It's just ridiculous. I mean, they banned Kevin McDonald. That's no free speech. That's just more hopium to placate you to think you think that you actually have a voice in this.
Oh, yeah. Elon has showed his cards, all too well by this point in my assessment regarding Twitter. But with everything else he's been involved with You know, do we need to go over how much the electric cars have been tied to the green scam, the green psyop, and, well, how much Tesla is a figurehead of that, the transhumanist agenda, you know, this whole SpaceX, so much to where you just, there's no way that he's not handled, you know.
I agree.
But okay, like a couple of remaining bits we wanted to mention, Stephen. Photo shows Biden cheat sheet. Should we really be surprised with reporters' full questions given in advance, all laid out on the cheat sheet? So, that's to be expected. I mentioned this prior to today. Xi Jinping and Zelensky hold long and meaningful phone call, the first phone call since this war began. And, it's nothing but speculation for the most part. But they say during the call, references were made to the possibility of future negotiations. It's kind of vague, but I don't know. Bloomberg was claiming they had statements from both sides. Xi says negotiations are only solutions for the war in Ukraine. Xi says China willing to boost ties with Ukraine. The phone call between them shows China attaches importance to growing its relationship with Ukraine. And China is highly concerned about humanitarian conditions in Ukraine. China says no timetable yet for special envoys visiting Ukraine. China doesn't say what other nations the Ukraine envoy will visit. It seems like, though, there was enough detailed discussion where, you know, they're on civil terms. And so, you have to think things are going to cool down, regardless of this counteroffensive that they're supposed to pull on Russia. But then there's UK confirming, so we have more confirmation now, UK confirming depleted uranium munitions being used against Russians in Ukraine. So more confirmation of war crimes, Stephen.
Oh, that's horrifying to hear, too. But you didn't see what those things have done to Iraq and the kids that were born in the area afterwards. It's horrifying. It's poison. It poisons the whole environment. We poisoned the whole world with these wars, with all of the landmines left everywhere. And just I hope that there will be some peace, man, and they can just stop. But Biden can't function, you know, under peace. I mean, he's got to be a wartime president there. I mean, I think that's more the danger, is that they'll keep pushing this thing just politically to stay in power.
And there are so many topics he can't debate anyone on for mm-hmm. Narrowing down the Democratic leading up to 2024 elections. Oh, and U.S. rehearses a war with China on Philippine Island south of Taiwan. We have that military exercises going on, and this could just be saber rattling that won't ever amount to anything. Who's to say? But let's jump to those calls there. If you would, please, we have Mike in the control room with us here. Charlie in Florida, I noticed we have Charlie. Hey, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? Steve, it's always good to hear you on here. Richard, it's always good to hear your show.
Thank you, sir.
I always like Stephen very much. He's always right with it. I'm getting tuckered out, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm plumb tuckered out. This guy never was much of a... really, he never was much. He was big. You know, as well as I do, all that stuff he reported on the January 3rd stuff was all bullcrap. And, you know, this guy, you know, I tell you the truth, I missed him like for one day and that's it. You know, and it's time for him to go down the road of all these other, you know, phony baloney guys that are supposedly speaking the truth out there, you know. He did come across with a few good, you know, posts. And he did expose, he brought, I know we talked about this the other day, but he did bring out Robert Kennedy, you know, and Kennedy's views on a lot of things. He put him forward. And then he put, did come out with stuff. He came out with stuff from, Colonel McGregor, which, you know, about the Ukraine. So he was telling the truth. There are a few times out there where he actually did, but let's be honest with it. I'm tuckered, man. I'm already tuckered out, you know. So There's where I'm at on that. I mean, I could give a damn if he's going to go to Twitter, and I'm not going to follow him. Twitter's
well, Stephen, do you want to, before he continues, do you want to respond to that, Stephen?
Well, listen, Charlie, who, I have to say, it seems like when it comes to that MAGA kind of crowd, that he was speaking about the most truth that they get on that part of the news, on the mainstream. You know, that's, he does seem like he was the outlier when I think of quote unquote mainstream media. Who else do you think tells things that they need to hear that they're not getting anywhere else? It does, you know, that article that Richard read about pulling a psyop to maintain their control to get rid of him for that. I think that's probably a large part of it. Can you think of anyone else that has that level of red pilling or truth in their approach?
No. No, yeah. There's nobody for the mainstream out there. What's going on is this guy Murdoch is selling that company, okay? And Tucker was in the way. Okay, that's the bottom line here. Tucker was in the way because the people that are buying the network weren't interested in Tucker. They weren't interested in Dan Bongino. They weren't interested in any of the conservatives. And so he's selling that network out. I think it's probably already a done deal. I mean, I can't say for sure, but I mean, why would you sell a company, I mean, knock off somebody who's your most popular person and lose $1 billion in the $10 billion in the stock market if you know,
well,
how's that going to help your company? It's not, right? So he's already
deal.
Yeah,
you're right, Charlie, but why would anyone, let me ask you this, Charlie, why would anyone put Dylan Mulvaney on a Bud Light, though? I mean, why do that? It's going to lose the money. You know, this can be very confusing sometimes because these people shoot themselves in the foot on purpose if you just look at it from a monetary standpoint. I guess I'm just not a smart man and don't understand how their math works or something. But, yeah, it looks like it's going down in value for sure.
Oh, it is. I'll tell you how, okay? I'll tell you why. Okay, this stuff is being pushed. This transgender crap is all being pushed by Bill Gates. You know, he's not the real thing. Bill Gates, he's the opposite. He's a flip-flop. You know, he's a girly man. You know, whatever you want to call it. He's a girly man. Basically, he's a woman. Ooh. Okay, the bottom line, and he's a trans. And he's been selling this crap. Him and his wife used to sell it. They're the ones that are pushing all this crap out there. Why do you think all these and you know, that's where all this trans crap is coming from, in my opinion. It's coming from his money and his control over what he has to do with.
Oh, I don't know. I think the cult like I hate to say elitist Jewish power structure. You know, I mean. They seem to have an agenda with the gay, just like the feminism. You know, the gay cultural psyop is I think part of the takedown of the West.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think you're right there, but I don't think Gates is out of that community at all.
Well,
I think he's right in the community. He may not be Jewish, but he's in there. I mean, you know, big time. I mean.
Well, listen, Charlie, I always love your calls. Call back tomorrow.
Wait, I got one real quick thing I want to leave you with. In 1960, the oil was gone, according to the environmentalists. 1970, we had an ice age in 10 years, right? 1980, acid rain was going to destroy all the crops in the United States. 1990s, the ozone layer was going to be gone in 10 years. And in 2000, we had the ice caps to be gone in 2 years. Can anybody believe any of this crap that these environmentalists and these people are saying? I mean, let's get real. All right, I'll see y'all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Charlie.
And let's go to Charles in St. Petersburg, Florida. Charles, hey, what's on your mind today, sir? How you doing?
One thing I heard on one of Jeff Rents or someplace is that what's his name? From BlackRock, Larry Fink.
Larry Fink.
Has bought like one third of Fox News, one third of their. I don't know where I heard that. One of the reasons they got rid of Tucker Carlson. He's standing in the way of very faint just buying up Fox. The rest are what he doesn't own of Fox News, and he's one of the people. Tucker Carlson is one of the conservatives that's in the way. They just got to get rid of him. And one thing you were talking about, the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England, how they can create money out of nothing. That's classic Mark. Karl Marx had explained it. There's capitalism that produces capital, produces commodity, produces more capital. And then there's self-expanding capital, where capital just produces more capital without an intermediate thing of producing a commodity. A commodity is something that can be bought and sold. Human beings can even be commodity. And that's
or
the
labor.
Magic
or,
of the derivative.
Or,
the derivative creates... yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, or like, well, you said human beings could be commodity, or labor, I was going to say, like the Third Reich.
Yeah, labor.
Yeah.
Human labor creates, according to Benjamin Franklin, creates all the real wealth is created by human labor. So, but it's a form of a commodity itself, human labor. It's bought and sold. That's the definition of what a commodity is in economics.
Well, Stephen,
the derivative is an example since 1981, you know, just produces capital. It's self-expanding capital. An example of what Marx predicted. And three Jewish economists from MIT in 1981 developed the idea of the derivative. The derivative is just what Marx predicted as self-expanding capital.
Stephen, you'd be more qualified than me to respond to that.
I don't know much about making money out of money. You got to have money to make money and let your money work for you. And it's like, what is that anyway? It's like, what really is wealth? You know, it's being able to maintain your standard of living and survival and comfort into the future, whether, you know, how you do that or not. People have, you know, put it all in money. But like you said, that it's labor that really creates wealth in the world, and if the currency's not backed by that, and it's backed by something else, just by by the military force of this empire, that's about the only thing that's been backing our currency since they went off the gold standard in 71 and forced countries to use our dollar to trade the oil, to buy oil. And those days are over. Okay, that the world's had enough of our way of doing things. And look at Biden wants to just shove it all down there. That thing with, if you come in here and you're LGBTQ, then you get a free. It just goes to show what they're pushing. And they're trying to push this on the whole world. I think the world's had enough of it. So I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen as far as money. I don't know much about money. I did read economics books, but I don't think there is any economic, military, or political solution to the problems for humans and universe. I just don't think that they exist.
Well, here, Charles.
Some are better than others, but yeah.
Go ahead. Charles, do you want to follow that up with anything for today, sir?
No, I can't think of anything else. One thing I've read in reading in Oswald Spengler is interesting about the idea of the creation of a double entry bookkeeping. Western Faustian civilization created a double entry. Something put in the double entry bookkeeping, they create fictions, really economic fictions. Assets or debt becomes assets.
Mm-hmm.
The way explaining. That was a creation in the Middle Ages of double entry bookkeeping, like printing.
How they get away with a lot of these machinations ever since.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, too. Now today the asset of one country is the debt of another. It's like this. It's like a huge check-kiting scheme going all the way around the world is what it reminded me of, the way that you hold one currency and another, and it's like they're all based on debt. It's just this. Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
No, go ahead, Stephen.
Well, it just reminded me of a guy I knew I worked with back in the 80s who said that he was able to write a check to this bank and deposit it, and the other one, he got in trouble doing this because he couldn't keep up with the deposit. Well, that's the way the whole world's operating now, right, like right. They're check kiting. That just seems like the basis of it.
Well, thank you, Charles. I remember hearing that discussed, the double entry bookkeeping. We should discuss that more. Yeah, always love your calls, sir.
Thank you.
And yes, sir. And let's go to Tom in Utah. Hey, Tom. Hey, welcome to the show, sir. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Richard and Steve. Hey, back here talking about the greenhouse gas problem with carbon dioxide. Let's not forget the really important greenhouse gas. So I'm promoting anal corks to plug the butthole from which that gas is emitted. We need to plug the buttholes of cows and people, don't you think? So we got to control that greenhouse gas. By the way, what is methane? It's the integral part of sugar. What does sugar represent? Life. So we need to put a stop to life. How's that one for a project? We need to start selling butthole corks or anal corks.
That's all you, Stephen.
I think I'm surprised they haven't done that already. I mean, I've heard them talking about cow farts being such a big problem for the greenhouse gases. But, yeah, look, they're going to push that agenda and say this storm is your fault because you drove here. You're always about putting the blame on us for the stuff they're doing to us. That's what it boils down to. They'll do that again. I think I've seen pictures of Sydney Harbor from over 100 years ago and pictures just recently, and the water line's at the same place. You know, if the sea levels were going to rise, you know, they've been, just like Charlie said, every 10 years, we've got 10 years left of this, or 10 years until this. Live in fear. That's what they tell you over and over again. Live in fear. I'm tuckered out too. I've had it with the mainstream media. Uh-huh. I was saying earlier what the local TV station here is covering, the death of this woman who was at the center of the Emmett Till lynching. That is their big news story today. They were pushing that Channel 4 here in South Carolina. It's like, and the stuff that unless it's local, it bleeds, it leads. They're just pushing the same agenda, as the big pharma. You know, I'll tell you, I referred to the LGBTQ people the other day as the LGBBPPVFRP, the big pharma, the big pharma post recovery, the big pharma post COVID financial resource plan. That's what it is. They're going to push that now so that they can get all of those clinics put in and all these kids on drugs and destroy society so that they reap all of it. And those clinics are everywhere now. An accident. Yeah.
Well, Tom, thank you for your call. Any last comment, quickly?
You see how ignorant God and nature is. They haven't read the memo about methane.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a good day. Stephen, always a pleasure, my brother.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Please support the station, folks, to keep free speech alive at the canary in the coal mine of free speech, RBN. Please go to the donate page at republicbroadcasting.org, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.